Hello everyone, once again very welcome to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 3, Episode 15 this time, 2166. Well, once again, a report from Dialab AIST and IIT Delhi teams. Let me remind you about their work on anti-cancer activity of ashwagandha vidanolides. In several reports earlier, vidafrin A and vidanone have been shown to possess anti-cancer activity in cancer cell culture and mice experiments. Let me also remind you that vidafrin A is highly potent and vidanone shows mild cytotoxicity to cancer cells. On the other hand, on normal cells, at least in culture, vidafrin A is toxic and vidanone is not, rather it shows some good effects that may bring side benefits in the treatment regimen. Well, for drug development, poor bioavailability due to inability of the drug to cross the cell membrane is one of the major reasons for the failure of drug in clinical trials. Here, the team used molecular dynamics simulations to predict the membrane permeability of vidafrin A and vidanone. Remind you that vidafrin A and vidanone have similar structures, although they remarkably differ in their cytotoxicity. What they found is highly significant, and this is vidafrin A could very, very easily cross through the model membrane, which is representative of normal cells. Vidanone showed weak permeability. The free energy profiles for the interaction of vidanolides with the model bilayer membrane revealed that whereas the polar head group of the membrane caused high resistance for the passage of vidanone, the interior of the membrane behaves similarly for both vidanolides. The computational predictions were then tested by raising and recruiting unique antibodies that react to vidafrin A and vidanone. The time-lapsed analysis of control and treated cells showed higher permeation of vidafrin A as compared to vidanone. The concurrence between the computational and experimental results very nicely re-emphasize the use of computational methods for predicting permeability and hence bioavailability of natural drug compounds in the drug development process. For details, please see the full article published in Scientific Reports 2021, Volume 11, page 2352. Thank you for listening. Please stay connected and please stay safe. Thank you very much. Bye for now.